Have you ever watched a show that was so precious and so illuminating in your childhood that you wanted to go back and see if it was as glorious as you remembered it? We did. And that show was Mask.
So cut to the Tracker Mansion. And Professor Stevens wakes up in Matt Tracker's library.
There are books.
She asks, where am I? And Matt says, in my home. Some of my friends found you unconscious in a ravine. So
right there. Whoa.
So many questions. Who found her? How? Whose clothes is she wearing? Who dressed her? Who dried her off, PJ?
So this is like a conundrum. As soon as I saw this, I was like, oh my God. Like, I only came up with one of two theories. Theory number one is, and this is the more generous theory, okay? I'm going to be really clear. This is the more generous theory for Matt Tracker, that he was tracking Venom. He had folks basically following and being prepared to intervene as needed. They didn't. But then they followed after the car chase, got Professor Stevens. So this theory, though, hinges upon Mask being radically incompetent, because they should have just nipped it in the bud right there and taken Venom out.
Yeah.
So that's theory number one. Theory number two, which is the more disturbing one, is that Matt has people that just goes to ravines and tries to find unconscious people there. But she recognizes Matt.
That's right. She does. She recognizes him. Matt Tracker, you're supposed to help people in trouble. And boy, could I use some help now. And Matt says to her, so can a lot of people, Professor Stevens. However, my interests lie in rather unusual situations.
What kind of line is that?
I can tell you what the situations are. Women falling into ravines, being taken into his library, and unusual things being done while they're unconscious.
It's not a good look. It's not a good look, Matt.
Oh my God. What the f*** is going on?
Well, I am Adam Moore.
And I am PJ McNerney.
And we invite you to join us on a journey into our childhood and your childhoods in our brand new podcast, the Mobile Armored Podcast Show. It's a rewatch podcast. We were going to start with episode 1 of Mask and go all the way through episode 75.
Our plan is to try and piece together, what is this world all about? Who are the characters? Why the are they doing anything?
Guess what time it is? Assemble the team. And Matt presses the button, give me the best agent suited for this mission. And so here comes the crew of familiar faces. Hondo McClane, vehicle codename Firecracker. We cut to Hondo and he's in the cafeteria. I remember he's a teacher. He's about to bite into a sandwich. He gets the call. And instead of just putting the sandwich down, or by the way, you could just carry the sandwich with you. It's half a sandwich in your hand. Instead, there's a guy next to him who's about to eat a sandwich. Hondo puts his sandwich on top of the other guy's sandwich. What a dick move. What are you doing? Just put it on the table. But then also, the same deal, Alex Sector is next. Rhino co-pilot. He's feeding fish at his pet store. He gets the call. And he just dumps all the food into the aquarium. Alex, just put the food down on the counter. What is wrong with you?
Knowing my own experience with feeding fish, they'll eat till they're dead.
Yeah, and if we're keeping count, episode 1, he put a boa constrictor around a guy's neck. Episode 2, he left a sick dog. And now in episode 3, he's killed an aquarium full of exotic fish. That's the kind of psychopath that Matt wants on his team. We'll also investigate the aerodynamic properties of a Camaro.
There's an awesome mask battle. Yeah. The first really cool mask battle happens here. This is what you dream of with your toys.
Yes.
Switchblade goes from helicopter mode to jet mode. Condor takes off from motorcycle to helicopter mode. Thunderhawk is flying around. And can we just pause for a moment and point out there is nothing quite like a red Camaro flying in the sky. I watched this episode again last night and I could not get over the sight of a Camaro with gullwing doors just floating around in the sky, just making these like big sweeping turns. It does not look as cool as I remembered in my mind from when I was a kid. It's literally just a red Camaro, like just flying around in the sky with no aerodynamic properties whatsoever.
It's like we talked about before, what kind of power source is inside there that lets it do that? And how radioactive is that? Join us as we explore a beloved cartoon show with amazing toys that we genuinely love and rib out of the sweetness of our memories and our hearts to say,
huh? Did he really just say that?
Scott runs in and he's like, I got the missing piece of the meteor. And Matt says, I don't know whether to hug you or spank you.
Which once again is like, that's a kind of emotional indecisiveness that's there. Like also just demonstrates he doesn't actually emote to Scott. I don't know whether to hug you or spank you. That's all Scott gets.
That is classic narcissist behavior.
It is.
And I think that is our second nominee for Matt Tracker's Father of the Year moment.
So let's carry out the logic of this, okay? Dad, I brought it back in that dump truck that I illegally drove back from the water. Because at best, I'm like, what, 12? So it either means Scott was still really close, or like we talked about before, he was driving 3 days straight. But either way, Matt didn't give a rat's ass about his whereabouts after the battle. Like, Scott was clearly there, but it was like, Venom got away. Let's go home, folks. That's it. And Scott, so desperate for anything from his father, is, I'm going to drive this dump truck back. Come on, T-Bob, let's do this. And when he gets back home, what does Matt say? I don't know how to feel about this. Should I hug you? Should I spank you? That's it. That's all Scott gets.
But Scott will accept any physical contact from his father.
Anything.
No matter what it is.
He would, but he doesn't get either.
So we invite you to join us every Monday for a new episode of the Mobile Armored Podcast Show. Our first podcast drop will be episodes 0 and 1. 0, setting up the whole world of Mask for those who have never watched the show before. And if you've never watched the show before, I'm not sure why you're listening to this podcast, but you're welcome anyways. And then episode 1 of the show, where we dive in to the first episode of Mask.
We hope you join us for some laughs, some good times, and some good-natured fun from a beloved television show. So see us every Monday, or listen to us every Monday.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.